Hello everyone. Oh, I'm glad I've got my big jacket on, all my winter clothes and gloves. It is freezing. I can't wait to get into Santa's grotto and get by the fire. Anyway, I'm almost there. I've got my little sat nav. Just trying to find the front door.
At the next snowdrift, please turn left. Then, after the fourth Christmas tree, your destination will be on your right.
Okay, fourth Christmas tree and on the right.
No, the other right.
Oh, here we are. Santa's grotto. Right, let me just find the doorbell.
At the door. I wonder who that could be. Coming!
Hello, is that Thomas there with my pizza?
No, Titch, it's me.
Oh, hello, Alan. Come on in.
Oh, your hands are freezing. Come and get warm by the fire.
Oh, thanks very much, Titch. Did I hear you singing earlier on there when I came in?
Maybe. I've been practicing. Learning songs by Noel Gallagher!
Oh, very clever, very festive, Titch. Now, I seem to remember you were practising for the Christmas quiz. How good are you?
Well, I'm getting much better, Alan. I've been practising. Shall we practise now?
Here's question number one. What is a digital footprint?
Well, it's when Rudolph steps on your iPad!
Okay, let's try another. Here's some geography. What is the capital of France?
Geography. Oh, I know! F!
Maybe we could try a different subject. What's a synonym?
Synonym?
Let's try some art instead. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, let's try one more. Titch has 16 chocolate bars. Wow. Alan takes 8 chocolate bars and asks for another quarter of Titch's chocolate bars. What does Alan get?
A smack on the bum bum!
I think we should maybe just leave the quiz for the moment, Titch, but can you tell me, is Santa doing his letters for all the blind and partially sighted children again this year?
Oh, yes, and I've memorised all the details again. I don't think I'll forget this time.
All right, so if someone out there wants to get a letter for a little child, how do they do that?
Well, first, the big people need to go to www.rnib.org.uk/Santa. And when they get onto the tinsel webs, they need to answer some questions. The child's name, their age, their postal address, a contact phone number, whether we need English, la da 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 da, or Welsh. Oh, yucky day! If they need large print and what size, if they need braille, contracted, that's easy for me to say, or uncontracted, or if they need audio CD, because they want to be able to read the letters, don't they, Alan?
Absolutely. But do the big people have to do that by a certain time?
Yes, they do, Alan. And that is the 30th of November. But you don't need to worry if you miss it because you can send an email to santa@rnib.org.uk and you'll get a nice shiny email from Santa. But you have to get in touch between the 1st and the 18th of December. Oh my goodness, look at the time. We need to get to the Titch board so that Santa can talk to the little boys and girls.
All right, Titch, I'll see you soon.
Now, glasses, headphones, where are my headphones? Oh, there they are. teach the elf speaking. How may I help you?
Can I speak to Santa, please?
Of course. I'll just put you through.
Please hold the line whilst we connect your call. Your call is important to us and will be answered shortly.
Hello, Santa. I've got Cohen on line one for you.
Put through on the red telephone, please, to speak to him.
If you're happy with last year's Christmas presents, please press 1. If you're sick of your dad's terrible jokes and need a new set of Christmas crackers, please press 2. For anything else, press 3. Connecting your call.
Cohen, you're 7 years of age, aren't you?
Yeah.
You don't have a dog, but your aunt has a dog, a black Labrador called Breeze.
Oh!
He sounds absolutely marvellous.
Christmas is my favourite time of year.
I love Christmas and being with all the reindeer. And of course, my wife, Mrs. Claus, is just about keeping up with the orders of sweet treats and hot chocolate to keep the elves full of festive energy. I'm sure it's all the sugar that causes them to make so much mischief. But it wouldn't be Christmas without a little playfulness from the elves, though, would it?
Yes.
I want to tell you, Cohen, that Rudolph has a red nose. Now, he gets his red nose by going to another world, to Mars.
But how does it glow?
It's a red planet, and it's got red dust on it, and Rudolph rubs his nose in it, and that's how he gets a red nose.
Whoa.
You better tell all the children at school. Are you at the Dean Park Primary School?
Yeah.
Is your teacher Mrs. Hamilton?
Whoa, already know.
Ah, I'm so clever. I'm full of magic. And the favourite things to do, he goes to Beavers, takes judo classes, loves Minecraft and Star Wars. I like Boss Nass in Star Wars, the great big Gungan. He makes all those lovely noises.
Yes.
What do you want for Christmas, Cohen?
This is going to be a tough one. I would like Apple iPhone.
I'll get in touch with all the elves because they're very clever, and I'll make sure that you get it for Christmas.
Yeah, please.
Well, what is your favourite Christmas song, Cohen?
Santa, what is your favourite?
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of bright, star with royal music bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. There you are, that's my favourite.
Snow is falling. All around us, children playing, having fun, it's a season, love and understanding, Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've got a lovely voice. I can tell you that Rudolph, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner and Blitzen love that, and they say congratulations, and all send their warmest wishes to you too.
Thank you, Santa. Bye.
Bye-bye, Cohen!
Not very much people actually get to talk to you. I think I might be one of the first.
Thank you, Cohen! Bye-bye!
Well, that was lovely. I hope Cohen gets lots of nice prezzies from Santa.
I hope so too, Titch. Oh, look at the time. I better go. It's time for me to head home.
Oh, I miss you, Alan. I'll see you next year at the same time and have a lovely Merry Christmas! Bye-bye!
I look forward to visiting you on Christmas Eve, and I'll try not to leave my boot prints. Mrs. Claus and I, not to mention all the reindeer, elves and fairies, wish you and your family a very happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Love, Santa.